In this video, I'll demonstrate how to implement a custom identity and principal objects in order to store user-specific authentication data. In a previous video, I demonstrated creating a custom user data string and appending it to the authentication ticket that's used by ASP.NET's forms-based authentication. I encourage you to use that with great discretion for a couple of reasons. First, you don't necessarily want to append user-specific data that is really falls under the category of profile data to the authentication ticket. We want to keep the sort of semantic purity of the authentication ticket. The other more obvious concern is that when you append data to the authentication ticket, that data gets stored in a cookie that gets passed back and forth between the client and server upon every request. And we don't want to indiscriminately add to the network traffic between the client and server. You want to choose carefully the scenarios in which you use the user data feature of forms-based authentication. So some of the scenarios that you might choose to append user data to the authentication ticket are if, for example, you're implementing some sort of a single sign-on mechanism and you need to bridge authentication systems. You can append to the user data of the authentication ticket in order to tell your various authentication systems to provide it with the information it needs so that it doesn't have to require the user to re-authenticate. Another scenario that I mentioned in the previous video was that you might have some reason to keep track of which server the authentication, which physical server in your web farm the authentication process was executed against, or even which physical server in your web farm the last request for this user was processed against. So those are scenarios where you might choose to append user data to the authentication ticket. But it might be more appropriate to create a custom principal and identity object in your application and use that to store user-specific authentication data. So to do that, we're going to continue to extend the application that we've been building in this series of videos on authentication. If you haven't watched the previous versions the previous videos in this series, I highly suggest that you do so you can see the building of this application. But here's the application that we're going to extend with our custom objects. And we're just doing programmatic authentication manually here in our login button click event handler. So to get started, we're going to create custom classes that define our custom principal and identity objects. By default, when you're using forms-based authentication in ASP.NET, a generic principal and a generic identity object instances are created. We're going to create custom versions. So to get started, let's add a new item, and we're going to add a class. So let's select class, and we're going to create one class each for identity and principal. So to begin with, let's create a custom identity object. So we'll call it custom identity. And this is just telling us that you're creating a class, and it really should be in the app underscore code folder. Would you like me to put it there? And we'll say yes. And the first thing that we need to do in this class is implement the iIdentity interface. So we'll say implements system.security.principal.iIdentity. And notice how Visual Studio, and in this case Visual Web Developer, the free version of Visual Studio, shells out the required methods for that interface for us. The first thing that we're going to do is create an object to hold the forms authentication ticket. So let's say private underscore ticket, and that's just the naming convention that I use, underscore for local, local variables in a class. This is going to be forms authentication ticket. Now let's also create a constructor for this class. So let's say public sub new by Val. And ticket as forms authentication ticket. So all we've done here is created a constructor for our custom identity object, and the constructor will get the forms authentication ticket from the current request. Authentication type in our case is going to be custom, so we're just going to return a static string named custom. This object's only going to get created when the user is authenticated, so we can return authenticated equal true. The name is going to be whatever the name in the ticket is, so we'll say ticket.name. Let's also create a method to return the ticket. We're going to return a forms authentication ticket, and we'll just return the one that we created locally. And now we are free to implement our custom properties. These are the user-specific data elements that that we're interested in extending our application to use. So let's create a couple of them. First, let's say user type. So maybe we're building a CMS or a forms application. We want to know what the user type is, and that type can be any classification that we want. So we'll call this property user type. I'm just going to return a string. Now, I'm just going to return a static string for the purposes of this demo, but this is a place where your application will figure out whatever the value is for user type. So maybe you're going to look that up in the profile database or some other repository, or maybe you're going to create this on the fly based on some criteria that's available to your application at runtime. Totally up to the logic of your application. In our case, just for demonstration purposes, I'm just going to return a static value. Let's also create a property for nickname, maybe the alias that the user uses on your application. Again, this is the logic as to how nickname is determined will be specific to your application, but in my case, I'm just going to return some static text. Okay, so there's our custom identity class, right? In order to use it, of course, we're going to also need a custom principal class. So let's go ahead and create another class, and we'll call it custom principal. Again, should go in the app code folder. And we're going to implement iPrincipal. So we'll say implements. System.security.principal.iPrincipal. And here we'll create a custom identity object. Right, custom identity is the class that we just created. Let's also create a constructor. Sorry, guess I need to replace this keyboard. Public sub new. Identity as custom identity. Okay, so now we've got an instance of our custom identity object here in the principal, and we have an accessor for identity, so here we'll just return our local identity object. And because we're not using roles yet, for the isInRole method, we'll just return false. Okay, so now we have our custom identity and custom principal objects, and our custom principal is wired up to use the custom identity class that we created. Now we need to actually use this in our application. So, in order for this to get created when the user authenticates, we're going to create a global.asax file, and we're not interested in implementing any of these on start, on end, on error functions. What we're going to do instead is we're going to implement application underscore on post authenticate request. But in order to do that, we're going to need to import a couple of namespaces. So let's say import namespace equals, we're going to need the principal namespace. So we'll say system.security.principal. And we're also going to need threading. So let's import system.threading. And now we can go down here and let's say sub application on post authenticate request, and we need a sender object, and event args. So here we're going to get the standard principal object that comes with the HTTP request. So let's say dim user as iPrincipal equal HTTP context current user. Now we only want to create the custom principal and custom identity if the user is authenticated. So here we'll say if user.identity.isAuthenticated and also, so it's user.identity authentication type equal forms. Oh. Then, so let's create an identity object, a forms identity object. So we'll say dim fident as forms identity. And we're going to have to cast it. So let's say C type user identity as forms identity. And now we can create our custom identity and custom principal objects. So let's also say dim CI as new custom identity. And remember, we have a parameterized constructor for that, so we're going to say fident.ticket. Okay, so we pass in the authentication ticket. We also need to create the custom principal. and pass in the custom identity object that we just created. And now we can set the user. So HTTP context current user equal the custom principal object that we just created, and set the current principal on the thread equal to the custom principal object that we just created as well. And we forgot to new that. Okay, so what happens here is every time we get an authentication request, we're going to determine is the user already authenticated and is the authentication type forms. And if that's the case, then we're going to get the forms identity object of the current user, dim up the custom identity and principal. And remember, in those classes is where we get those custom data elements for the user. And then we're going to assign that custom principal to the current user of the HTTP context as well as the currently running thread. So that's all we need to implement and use a custom identity and principal. The one thing that we haven't done yet, of course, is to use the data that is assigned in the custom objects, so that that user type and user nickname. So let's go ahead and do that, and we'll do that in our default page. So here in our page load event, let's first say if request is authenticated. So we don't want to, if we don't have an authenticated request, then those that user type and user nickname won't exist for unauthenticated requests. So we need to make sure that the request is authenticated before we go look for those data elements. So here we'll say is authenticated, and if that's the case, then we're going to display something on our default.aspx page. So to do that, we're going to use this label message label control, and we'll say label message.text equal, let's say, hi, and user.identity.name. This was not part of our custom, so this is part of the inherited data, and let's append that just to show that we still have access to all of the data that we had in the standard identity in principle, the generic. So here we'll just add a line feed. And now let's get an instance to our identity object. So let's say dim ident as custom identity equal, and we have to cast it. So we'll say user identity to custom identity. Right, so now we've got an object to our custom identity object, and now let's just make sure that we got a valid object. Right, so just say if ident is not nothing, sorry, VB code, not C# code, then we can append to that label message string format. Welcome it's great to have a, and let's grab the next parameter. Now we can pass in the parameters to our string. Let's spell welcome correctly. So the two parameters we're going to use are out of our identity object. One will be nickname, and the second one will be user type. So notice the formatted string. We're just saying welcome, nickname. In my case, it's going to be Misfit Geek because we're passing in that custom data. It's great to have a second argument, which is user type. In our case, for this demo, will be Microsoft employee. Again, because those are the values that we're passing in from our custom identity class. And again, you're not going to put static data here. You're going to retrieve the data that's specific to the user in your application. Right? But now we can display that data. So let's go ahead and fire up the application, see if we've made any coding mistakes along the way. So remember, in our page load event, we first checked to see if the request was authenticated. I haven't logged in yet, so the request is not authenticated. So we don't see anything displayed on our default page for the custom identity. But if we go ahead and authenticate, when we get redirected to our home page, now we have not only the login name, which was part of the default identity, but we have the custom identity data elements, my nickname Misfit Geek and my user type Microsoft employee, that were picked up from our custom identity object. So hopefully this helps to show you how you can implement your own custom identity object and custom principal object so that you can add whatever sort of data that's appropriate for your application that's specific to the user in your ASP.NET application that's using forms-based authentication. Thank you.